Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Christmas is more than a week away, and already I'm getting tired of the music. As usual, it's everywhere. On the radio, in stores and elevators, on the phone while I'm waiting for customer service. Many of these seasonal classics are catchy enough, but years of repetition have taken their toll on my patience. Then, for the umpteenth time this week, I heard "O Little Town of Bethlehem." Almost didn't notice it, but I have, like all of us, been following the news about the terrible conflict in the Middle East. The three descending notes of the word Bethlehem hit me like a bomb. People are dying over there, I thought, and I'm grousing about elevator music? Lord, forgive me. The city of Christ's birth, in what we now call the Israeli-occupied West Bank, has been mostly spared from the fighting, but the local economy has collapsed and people are hurting. Turns out that song was written at a time when Americans were still hurting over another terrible conflict, the Civil War. Phillips Brooks, born 188 years ago this week, was the rector of Boston's Trinity Church when he wrote the lyrics in 1868. He asked his organist, Louis Redner, born 182 years ago this week, to write the music for it, and quickly, so the children's choir could sing it at the Christmas service. Redner tried for days, but the notes just weren't coming. On Christmas Eve, he went to bed despondent. Sometime that night, he later wrote, an angel awoke him and hummed a tune in his ear. A few hours later, the work received its world premiere. It's a little slow, stately, certainly not a ho-ho Santa kind of song. The Christ child lies in a deep and dreamless sleep in a town where his parents have just arrived. Bethlehem was essentially under Roman rule then, and life wasn't easy for Judeans like them. In a nod to the insecurities of occupied peoples everywhere, the song refers to, quote, the hopes and fears of all the years represented in that little boy. It's easy to forget that Christianity was born in difficult times and that the faithful have for centuries been marking that event with appropriately hopeful, joyous music. So now I understand. That's why God invented elevators. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.